let's say the Ten Commandments together here. And I want to get it here so we can read it here. Let's say the Ten Commandments together here. Let's read it together. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's. This morning we are on the fourth commandment on the Sabbath. And I want to do this before we dismiss our kids. Everybody works, okay? Everybody works. And in Exodus 35 verse 2 in the Ten Commandments, look at this. Exodus 35 verse 2, it says, 6 days shall work be done. Is that right? Now in the Israel day, they had to tell them, rest, rest, rest. Today we have to tell them what? Work, work, work. You got to work 6 days. And any parents going to say amen? You got to work 6 days. You know, in the Bible, they had to make a rule. Now, you got to rest one. Our day, you got to work at least four. You know. Okay, how many kids, sixth grade and down, they're going to be dismissed here. I challenge all of you to stand up. Would stand up and say, I have a job at my house. I have a chore at my house. I work at my house. Stand up, stand up, stand up. All sixth grade and down. Stand up. If you got a job, a chore, a task, all sixth grade, you better stand up. I'll just let you know. And I got a job. Is child labor laws, you know. Should children have jobs? Should children have chores? Should we teach them a good work ethic? If we don't teach them young, they won't be taught. Okay. Let's give all the sixth grade and down a hand here for being workers. Sixth grade and down may be dismissed at this time to children's church and all of that. I just wanted to put a plug in that. Do we need this taught in our day? That everybody, you know, everybody works. And even the kids. Isn't it amazing kids about 5, 6, 7, 8 just love working? And then something happens about 9, 10, 11, and 12. They hate working. And we've got to take advantage of those young years to make it all happen. And that's the fourth commandment. Thou shalt work. That's the first part of the fourth commandment. And that's very important. The first commandment. Let's look at all of them. The first commandment here. It's kind of neat here. The first commandment is know God and His truth in all sovereignty. First commandment. I love that. Second commandment. Second commandment. Put it up. Second commandment. Second commandment. Very good, John. Love God and His truth supremely. Is that right? That's excellent. I love that one. Love God and His truth. The third commandment. The third commandment. Live for God and His truth sincerely. I trust that the third commandment came alive in your life. It's bigger than just cussing. Is that right? I mean bigger. And I trust that it hits you that I got to live for God. If I'm going to talk about God, it better be real. Because if I'm saying, if I'm talking about living more spiritual than I really am, it's a lie. That's taking His name in vain. And our fourth commandment today, the fourth commandment, is worship God and His truth in all sacredness. It's all about, is it all about Him? And it's all about Him to realize that, wow, this is God. And let's all turn to Exodus 31. Exodus 31. Martin, come and read it for us here. Exodus 31. A day of worship to serve and adore God. A day of rest. Exodus 31, verses 14 to 17.
Good morning.
Do you please stand right out of respect for the Lord's word? Follow along. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath or rest of rest. Holy to the Lord, whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you, Martin. It's amazing to think about what's going on with the Sabbath day. In our text here this morning, to realize that it is a command for the Sabbath day. Is the Sabbath day Sunday? No, the Sabbath day is Saturday, the seventh day. And in the Israel's day, it was the seventh day, and it was the day of rest. The reason we do not observe the Sabbath day, we talked about that on Wednesday night, two Wednesday nights ago. As you look at your text here in Exodus 31, 12 to 17, the text specifically is given to what nation, what people? Israel. It's listed three times there in the text. Verse 13, verse 16, verse 17. It is to Israel, to their generations. It is a perpetual covenant. It's still in force and will be enforced to the Israel, to the Jewish people in the millennium. Is that right? It's going to be there. And or in the tribulation period, and it's important to catch that it is for the Jew, to the Jew, only to the Jew, and that's why it's not for the church today. And it's important to understand it's a Jewish thing. It's a Jewish thing. And then in verse 13, it says why? It says, for to sanctify you. It is the Lord who sanctifies you. It's holy. We're going to hit that point pretty heavily this morning. And so it is to Israel. In the New Testament, they met on Sunday. Paul, on the Sabbath day, went to the Jewish synagogue and did evangelism. That was his main thrust every Sabbath day. Get in line as a Pharisee and preach all about the Old Testament and tell them that Jesus fulfilled it. They would throw him out of the synagogue and stone him, and some would believe. It was a Saturday event. What a Saturday event. But then on Sunday, the believers met for the resurrection and the fellowship of the church, and it began there. And then the New Testament says, hey, if you have this day or this day, we still meet on the Sunday. Sunday is not the Sunday Sabbath. It is a time that we are to give God time, and it's holy. That's the principle for us today. It's the only one of the Ten Commandments that is not repeated in the New Testament. Does that make sense? It's very important. Colossians 3, it says, don't let anybody judge you of holy days, new moons, or Sabbath days. That's for the old, Jesus fulfilled it. And the rest of the Ten Commandments, they're all repeated. But the principle of this fourth commandment is holiness. One of the greatest points of this is verse 17. Everybody look at verse 17. Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. Is creation. This is the best verse in the Bible that God created the heavens and the earth in how many days? In 6 days. And this is way down. This is not in Genesis 1 and 2 where people say, well, they were eons and eons and eons. It's a word that the word day is mentioned through all the Bible. And God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, period. That's why we believe in the 6 days of creation, and God said it, and we believe it, and all of the world with evolution says it didn't. I want you to know it did, and God said so. And it's very important. It's just plain here. For in 6 days, right in the Bible, says it a couple times in the Ten Commandments. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day He rested, and He was refreshed. I've been trying to figure out how God was refreshed, but He was refreshed. And I think He was trying to emphasize us because, boy, we sure need to be refreshed. Is that right? And rest. And this is why it was there. The main emphasis of this fourth commandment is God says, I want my time. Is that good? It's all about time. You have this time for to do your business, but I want time for me. I want your attention. Make time for me. You know, does your animal, your dog, your cat demand your time? You know, they come up and they demand your time. They want you to feed them. They want you to pet on them. You can even say, you're an ugly mutt. And they'll sit there. You know, they just love you. You know, they demand time. Trees and flowers, all of this. Now, these are all dead. That's what we're talking about tonight, a dead church. You know. But a plant, a tree, does a tree demand time from the sun, S-U-N? It just demands it. It must have it. Do you know what else demands time? Our little granddaughter. Last week, I was going to preach this message last week. She stayed with us last week. I was going to bring her in at this time. And she would come up to me and she'd demand my time. Is that right? Are you going to pick me up or what? You know. The only thing are you going to change my diaper? No. She demands time. Yeah, I want you to. God demands our time. Is He jealous of time? He made a command that you give me one day a week. You give me a good portion of your time. It's my time. It's not your time. And boy, is our time being taken away from God today, huh? I trust you make time. Now in 1 Corinthians or in Romans chapter 14, they debated, you know, they were in a Gentile world, not a Jewish world, so the Sabbath wasn't involved like our day is, you know, is not involved. We work on Saturday, is that right? We have Sunday in our culture, and that's the way I believe God intended it. But in other cultures it's different. And you might work all the time now. Is that right? Some of you have to work on Sundays. I don't like it, okay? But God still says in Romans 14, if you like one day above another day, that's fine. But if you're going to make all days for God, do it. Because God wants His time. You must give God time. That's the whole purpose of this. Spend time with me, Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Jesus was praying with them, and they fell asleep. Spend time with me. Hey, let's go for a walk. Huh? Won't you read my book and let's talk? Huh? You know, why don't you and I talk in prayer? Huh? Why don't you and I just enjoy? You meditate. Just think about me. Enjoy me. Adore me. And let's worship. Let's spend some time together. That's what this commandment is all about. And it is a big deal. Before we get there, divided into three sections here. It's divided in work in Exodus 35, verse 2. In work, it says 6 days work, and then it says rest. It's a Sabbath. It's a Sabbath rest. And then thirdly, it says worship. It says it's a holy day. And the first day is work. We are to work and to make certain that God is involved in work. It says in Proverbs 18:9, verse 9, it says, He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster, a great destroyer. Is laziness something that we need to fight, huh? Fight, we must train our children, our teenagers. I don't think our culture is doing a good job of that. I don't have time to go into that, but it's your job to train your children to be workers. It's your job to train your children to be looking out for things that needs to be done. Is that true? And doing it, not having to be told all the time, to learn, to grow there. All I'm seeing our young people doing, and even our young adults, is spending all their time right here. Is it killing our culture? Some of you are addicted badly. You couldn't put your the games on the cell phone and all that away for 10 seconds. Have a day without it. That'd be a day without Simply Orange. Man. It is important that we must train our children in this issue of work. And the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, if you don't work, you don't what? Eat. That's plain. In Proverbs 31:31, it says that the lady was blessed by the fruit of her hand because she worketh and she was praised. It says in Ephesians 4, we'll look at it here. In Ephesians 4, it says here, let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. That's the purpose of making money. Okay? The purpose of making money here is very important, that we bless our families, that we plan for a rainy day. Is that an important day? That we give to God's work, that we help needy people. Is that right? And to have. That's why you have. God wants to bless. And God's work wants to be blessed. And God's people need to be blessed. And it's important that we have that. You have to give, to help, as it says here. You have to give to him that needeth. Is it more blessed to give than receive? Oh, it is. That's the joy of living. I trust you know that. If you're in debt, you're in trouble. You know, if you're in debt, you can't enjoy this. Is that right? If you're in debt, a lot, you need to get with me or get some of our church people. I'm going to have a session on it coming up here. And to get out of debt, there are many people in our church that have gotten out of debt. Amen? You were there and you ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and got out. Is that right? It's important. If you're in debt and you just don't know what to do, and it just never comes up right, and it just you need help. Is that right? We got it, because unless you get to a place where you're able to bless your family and bless God's work and to have a rainy day, you're just miserable. Is that right? And that's important. Work is so important here. Please, if you're in debt, come and talk to me. Let me get you connected with somebody and get you on a way to get out of debt and to have a plan. That is so important. You don't have to stay there. In Psalm 128, it just says this. It says, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands and be happy. Is that right? Isn't it great to work and to be able to see your work and your accomplishments and then to bless your family and to bless God's work and to bless needy people? Is that right? That's the joy of it all. I trust that you have that and enjoy that. Number two is rest. Number two is rest. It says, the Sabbath of rest to the Lord. And that is important to grasp that and to realize, God, you want us to do that. In Exodus 31:17, God rested and was refreshed. And in Psalm 4, verse 8, it says that when we lie down to sleep, we are at peace with God and we sleep because we are at rest and things are right with God and right with fellow man and we sleep. Is that right? We rest. Because if you're in turmoil, you can't rest and you can't have peace. You can't have quietness. When they came down from the mountain in Exodus 32:17, Joshua said, "It sounds like noise of war in the camp." Do we have a day that there's too much noise going on? If you're going deaf, bless you. I know. It is something to catch that, the noise of our factor. It says in Psalm 62, look at this verse. It's a great verse. Psalm 62. Or let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Let's go to Matthew 11 first. It says this. It says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke up with me." In a two horse pull here, two ox pull, yoke up with me. I'm the big one, you're the small one. Life will be good. Yoke up with me. Walk with me every day. And let me carry your load with you. Yoke up with me. And you will find rest for your soul. Is that right? You'll find rest. In Psalm 62 verse 5, it says, wait. It says, "My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. Be still," what? "And know that I am God." We need to have some rest and peace in our day. We're just moving. Is that right? Rest. Slow down. Quiet down. Sometimes we're so busy and so loud and got so much going on, we don't have time for God. And thus we don't have rest. And we don't have peace. The last one is Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Look at this verse. Just real quick here. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, think on these things. Learn them. Listen to them. Watch people do them. Do it yourself. And the God of what? The God of what? Peace shall be." It's a promise. "Shall be with you." Is that true? Do you want peace? You want rest? Right there. Philippians chapter 4. Awesome to catch that. Just resting with God. To be renewed. I love this phrase. This was on your bulletin last week. Renew an unhurried day with God. Do we need that? We're just in a hurry. Are we always in a hurry? Is our culture in a hurry? It is. Now, you don't want to be so slow you do nothing. I'm a go-get-em person, except last Sunday. Renew the unhurried day with God, that you notice God in nature, that you notice God in the events that you're doing, that He's helping, He's arranging. He's slowing you down. He's speeding you up. He brings this person in your life. He makes this happen. Do you see it? You got to see God. Renew the unhurried day with God to rest and to watch and to look and to just trust Him and see Him. Don't be going so fast at school, at work, at home, with sports, with activities that you miss God. Are we doing that? Renew the unhurried day with Jesus. And then lastly is worship. Exodus chapter 35, verse 20, verse 2, it says, "There shall be to you a holy day," a day of worship, a day of adoring God, a day of just being a blessing of God, a day of worship to serve and ordain. To adore God. And it's wonderful to catch that and realize, boy, that's a great day. Then you'd be too busy. Put the next one up. To a day to serve and adore God. Then you're too busy. Let me state this. This is a good statement. There's no such thing as being too busy. If you really give importance to it, you will make time for it. Is that true? I'm too busy. That's kind of an excuse. If it was really important to you, you'd read your Bible every day. It's really important to you, you'd be praying every day. If it was really important to you, you would be adoring God and thinking and meditating and seeing God and taking time to see Him in the clouds and in the rainbows and in the sunshine and in the birds and in the rabbits. Is that right? you would just see Him everywhere. And then in the involvement of people in your life and people popping in and events that just happen, you say, boy, this is great. God's here. Isaiah 58 of worship. It is so important that you note that these things. Look at this. This is good. It says this, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath day, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, doing your pleasure, and call the Sabbath a delight, start being delighting in my pleasure, not your own, and the holy, the light holy of the Lord, it's holy to the Lord, honorable to the Lord, and shall honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. That's worshiping God. Scheduling time for God. I just love that because it's important. If you're overwhelmed, look at this one. This is in your bulletin. If you're overwhelmed or irritated all the time, right there. It says, if you find yourself a bit irritated and overwhelmed, it's a sign that you're spending less time with God and more time with the world. Is that right? That's a powerful... That jumped at me. Well, I'm just frustrated all the time. You're not spending enough time with God. I'm worried all the time. You're not spending enough time with God. Is that true? It's true. You're not spending enough time with God. It's my time. Spend time with me. Just like little Maggie would be sitting there and I'd be working on my sermon and she'd be gone. Spend time with me. Hello, Grandpa. You stink. Get away from me. And it's important that we realize that. Isaiah 56, look at this one. Isaiah 56, it says, join themselves to the Lord to serve Him and to love the name of the Lord and be His servants and to take hold of my covenant, to serve Him, to love Him. That's what it's all about, to grab God. Look at this phrase here. I love this. Put the next one up. It says, to hear the whisper of God, you must turn down the volume of the world. Is that true? Powerful. Find time to disconnect from everything around you and be still in His presence today. He is waiting for you to draw near. And you do that by knowing Him, loving Him, fearing Him, obeying Him, serving Him, enjoying Him, and that all creates worship. And it's so important that we grasp that. Isaiah 66, put this one up. Note these, keep this in mind. That is worship. That is worship. And Isaiah 66, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, that's every month, the new moon's every month, the Sabbath is every week, it says between each of them, all the whole week, all the whole month, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. In the millennium, that's going to be fully happening. But with us being filled with the Spirit in the New Testament, can we walk with God every day? You know, not just on Sundays, it's all through the week. Between the Sabbaths, between the new moons, you walk with me and let me and you walk together. Well, I'll give God some time. Does God want more than 5 minutes? Put this one up. God wants more than 5 minutes of your day. He wants to be part of your every moment. The highs and the lows, catch this. And everything what? God wants you. God wants your time. You want to worship Him. You need to think of Him at all times and be a part of Him. In Colossians 3, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. The Bible coming alive. Renew that unhurried day with Jesus. Renew it. I'm going to walk with you today. I'm going to walk with you while I'm at work. I'm going to walk with you when I go to Martin's. I'm going to walk with you when I go to a sporting event. You and me are going to worship and take time together. The morning prayer. Look at this morning prayer. It says, oh God, enlighten my mind with truth. inflame my heart with love, inspire my will with courage, enrich my life with service, pardon what I have been, sanctify what I am, order what I shall be. Thine shall be the glory, and mine is eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our my Lord. Amen. Is that right? God, I'm yours. I'm yours. Be with me. And the worship of God, the worship of God. Know Him, love Him, fear Him, obey Him, serve Him, enjoy Him, and renew that unhurried time with God. The song, how long has it been? Big song here. Sandy's going to come and sing for us in a moment. I just wanted to see this one. This really hits me. How long has it been since you walked, since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? Heavy? How long? How long? How long since? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Third stanza. How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you the long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn in the morning and felt this day is worth living? Can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you? Amen. Give me your time. It's my time. Spend some time with me. That's the fourth commandment. Every day. Spend as much time with me. Schedule some time with me. Don't just give me 5 minutes. Come on. In His presence. Sandy's going to come and sing in His presence. Let the Lord talk to you. Sandy, sing. Sandy, come and talk to us. Sing for us, please.
Psalm 23 says, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He gives me new strength. He helps me do what honors Him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as Your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life. And afterwards, I will live with You forever in Your home."
In the quiet of this hour, as I kneel before You now, I believe Your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what Your perfect will demands, but I've learned to trust You more. Take the time He gives. grace when we seek his face in your presence. There is comfort in your presence. There is peace.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. Where are you today? Fourth commandment. Give me time. Give me 1/6 of your life, your week. Give me time. Do you give God enough time? Do you spend time with God? He's your God. Walk with him, talk with him, love him, fear him, know him, serve him, obey him, enjoy him, worship him. Time with God. How many this morning say, preacher, I need to spend more time with God. I really do. Unhurried time with God. Renew it, restore it, refresh it. Pray for me. Can I pray with you? Time with God. I need to spend more time with God. More unhurried, fresh, sweet time with the Almighty. Any others? Preacher, pray. Include me in that prayer. Include me in that prayer. Amen. Amen. Many, many hands. Many hands. I trust you know Jesus as your Savior. Or you've repented of your sins and given your life to him, and he came in and you and him started walking and talking. A relationship. If that's not true in your life, don't leave without talking to myself or the person sitting beside you. Talk. We have papers on every table going out called Peace, Purpose, and Joy. Read it till Jesus comes alive in your life. Time with God, the fourth commandment. Lord Jesus, bless and make us a blessing. Thank you for the time here we have to give to you this morning. Lord, help us to give time with you all through the day. And then tomorrow, then the next day. Lord, help us to know what it means to simply walk with God. That's what he wants. God, help us to think deeply on renewing our unhurried time with God in the midst of our very hustle, bustle, hurry culture. All it is trying to do is getting us away from that. Help us to stop, turn all the noise down, and then take time to listen and talk and walk with God. Lord, renew that and refresh our people with it of this holy rest of the fourth commandment. In Jesus' name I pray. Everybody said, amen. Lord bless you. Enjoy.